Locker room chats continuing here on 92.1 KMZA, continuing to talk Thunder basketball. Nemaha Central head coach John Thomas for the boys is joining us now, presented by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations. Coach, another win. You moved to 4-0. Tuesday night, victory against a very solid Hiawatha team, 57-46. What were some of the few key takeaways from that big win?
Well, you said it. They're a very talented Hiawatha team. Their athleticism was hard for us to match. They played the game fast, and of course we're wanting to play the game fast too. So it made for a really good ball game, and we're pleased with where we're at as far as our transition offense and our transition defense for that matter. We had a strong night offensively in our transition game.
We've talked, of course, about Curtis and Marcus Beck. Of course, those two so solid for you, both ends of the floor. But it seemed like last night you got a few more contributions elsewhere. Carter Lutz had a good game in double figures for you. Sam McWilliams, of course, providing some effort defensively. And then you had some other guys step up off the bench. It seemed like one of the more complete efforts overall, top to bottom.
No doubt. We've been talking to the seniors. Get everybody involved. It's going to be better for everybody if we get everybody involved. And I thought our balance last night was as good as it's been all year.
Obviously, a tough one coming up on Friday night. A really big time matchup inside the Big Seven right before the holiday break. You make the trip to Royal Valley. They are also an undefeated team to this point. They got a win over Perry LeCompton on Tuesday, 62-51. But outside of that, big wins over Jackson Heights, Jeff West, and Riverside. What's the early scouting report on Royal Valley, and what are going to be a few keys to get the win this week?
Well, of course, we're very familiar with them. They're the same team they were last year, minus the one right now. But Claude's getting inside. It's going to be very tough. He can go outside and shoot. He had a great night last night, so we understand he's going to be very difficult to defend. And Mason Thomas, he's a good perimeter shooter. He presents some problems with his height and his length. And they have good support kids going around those two. So I think we have to put out the same defensive effort that we've been able to put out so far this year and continue to get better in our offense. Like I said before, our transition offense was pretty good last night, but our half-court offense still can get better.
Big-time matchup in the Big 7 right before the holiday break. Nemaha Central at Royal Valley, battle of unbeaten teams, and should be a very fun contest on Friday night. It's a ball game you can hear on 92.1 at KMZA. Boys basketball coach for Nemaha Central, John Thomas, joining us again, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Good luck this week against Royal Valley. And then we're back to it after the holiday break in early January.
Thank you.